Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on with the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph. How are you? It is Sunday, May 8th, 2022, and here we are together again. I'm so happy to have you with me. And I want to, the first thing I want to say to you is, after saying welcome, I want to say, come on, get somebody in the room with you. Make sure you pull in all your prayer partners, okay? You got to make sure if you are feeling the need to pray, if you are being moved to pray, come on, don't do it by yourself. Where two or three are gathered. And we are on our climb to 1 million women praying together at the same time. So if you have joined me, please make sure you check in with Pastor Steph. Just throw me a shout out in the chat, and I will definitely respond. So we got our Facebook user, and I believe that is Ada. And welcome. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so happy that you're with us. I missed you these past couple of weeks that we've been together, but it's so happy to see that God has kept you so that you can return to us once again. I definitely want to take this moment to shout out our girl Anika, who's working in the background, who keeps us going on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. That's Facebook Live, Coach for Christian Life, and YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. And if it weren't for her, there would be no us. So good evening, good evening, good evening to you. Want to make sure we definitely give a shout out to our girl Shanti, who helps to hold us down on Blog Talk. So make sure you hit us up on Blog Talk. And if you have no internet ability, or someone you know doesn't have internet ability, it's fine. It's fine. We have audio too. 516-387-1358. We have a shout out from our friend Serge. First male in the house. Hey, sir. How you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. Good evening to you too as well. So make sure, you know, you get one of your other, or two of your other, or five of your other, or 10 of your other brothers to come on and pray and help join all of the women in getting together and lifting up so many different issues and topics before the Lord. Oh, we have a check-in from our girl Vivian, our correspondent of Socially Conscious on Wow Wednesdays. It's due time with Pastor Steph. We can always rely on Vivian to give us our morning segment and keeps us going for the rest of the two-hour period. Welcome, Vivian. Hello. Make sure you check her out on Blog Talk Radio every single Wednesday. Okay, so make sure if you're in the room, you do not miss the opportunity to check in. I'm about to introduce the topic of prayer tonight. After, of course, I give you the rundown of all of the other prayer topics that we've had to let you know that we've been in the business of praying and lifting these matters before the Lord. So just in case you've got a matter that's simmering that we've already prayed about, you can always go back and listen. Okay? And yes, you can listen to the prayer and be a part of the prayer. It can always be renewed just for your purpose. So let's get this rundown. Our first week of prayer was impactful prayer for him. That's out. Anybody, brother, uncle, grandpa, you know, coworker, next door neighbor, anybody and everybody. I got another Facebook user who's checking in. I don't know who you are, but thank you so much for joining us and sharing our prayer time with us tonight. Okay. Week number two, we pray for our fathers and our dads. Third week, we pray for our children. The fourth week was open anything that we had on our heart or in our mind. Fifth week was mom. 6 weeks, we prayed for the husband. Seventh week, the siblings. Then we prayed for mental illness and depression. We then covered self-care and treatment. We then, on week 10, prayed for the family. Week 11, we prayed for the sick. Week 12, service workers, our plumbers, our chauffeurs, our plumbers, our landscapers, our pool attendants, yes, anybody who services us on a regular basis. What about that bodega worker? You always go there to get your coffee, Starbucks, McDonald's, you know, them. We covered everybody, okay? Week 13, toxic habits, people, places, and behavior. Week 14, someone who doesn't know Jesus. Week 15, fire victims. 16, crime victims. Week 17, friends. Then Thanksgiving, a week of nothing but. Then week 19, kindness. Then we prayed for discipline. Patience was the next week. Strength was the following week. On week 23, we prayed for rest. Then we prayed for emotional hurt and pain. Week 25, which was last week, was a prayer of trust. And this week, we are praying for compassion. Yes, compassion. You know, that feeling that you get when you're watching or knowing or seeing, you know, or hearing that someone else is going through something and you begin to feel bad and you begin to pray for them, or have you become desensitized to the plight and the aching and the hurting of other people where you can't even begin to feel sorry for them because you're trying to figure out who's feeling sorry for you? You know, I'm tired of always feeling sorry for somebody else. I'm waiting for somebody to pick up the phone and call me or reach out to me and ask me how I'm doing. And, yeah, okay, I'm so sorry to hear, you know, she going through that. But, you know, my kids been giving me problems for years. And, you know, nobody, you know, helped me out. I just had to do it all on my own. And, you know, well, listen, she ain't got no money. Well, listen, I only got a dollar to my name, so. And she probably got more than I got, you know. At one point they had, and if she don't have no more, you know, what you want me to do about it? Yes. Does that sound like you? Have you become desensitized to other people's hurt and pain and plight? Then we definitely got to go before the Lord tonight. We're not only going before the Lord, you know, for, you know, the compassion we feel for other people. We're also going before the Lord for our lack of compassion, our lack of empathy, our understanding. And when we actually can do something, we don't, because we're hurt. we're already in our own space of pain and, you know, feeling lost and I don't understand anymore, and I've just lived my life always understanding someone else. Okay, we have Ephesians 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And, you know, let me tell you something. There's no way in the world, you know, no, it didn't mention compassion. But we can't forgive someone if there's no compassion. Nope, forget it. That's the only way you can help someone else, is to forgive them. That's how we show compassion. It's one thing to feel compassion, but it's another thing to show compassion. Okay? Galatians 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. When you bear one another's burdens, you have to lift them up in prayer. You can't just walk around feeling sorry or empathy or sympathetic for someone else. You've got to really show it. And one of the ways we show it is to pray about it. Come on, don't gossip. Don't get on the phone and tell somebody, girl, guess what I just heard? You know what so-and-so was going through? Well, listen, she brought it on herself, or he brought it on himself, or no. And I know a lot of times, you know, I know I used to go through this a lot, and sometimes I even still feel it. I gotta be honest. You know, when you've just heard of this self-inflicted issue that people continue to go through over and over and over again, you're like, listen, they can't even get out of their own way. You know, well, how am I still feeling sorry for you? And you can't even get out of your own way. You won't even step out of the way so God can move on your behalf, or so God can help you, or everybody keeps reaching out and helping you, but yet you're not helping you. Yes, you will get that, and people will definitely begin to lose empathy and sympathy for you after a while. But again, we just got finished reading, you know, Galatians, where it says bear one another's burden. You know, forgive people. And you've really got to pray over that thing. Really. Because after a while, you do become desensitized, especially if you don't understand anymore. Especially if you've been there and you're trying to figure out, well, what's going on? You know, what seems to be your problem? Well, bring it to the Lord tonight. 347-285-7777 is the number you're going to text if you have a prayer request, okay? We're always taking prayer requests all the time. You know, we've got to definitely be given an outlet, and that's why God added in this night of prayer, this moment of prayer, so that he can address certain topics. You know, a lot of the prayer groups, and there's nothing wrong with it, so please, that's not where I'm going. You know, it's just, you know, we're praying together, and, you know, we're joining together, and we're lifting one another in issues, you know, in prayer. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's a multiplicity of things, and, you know, we are definitely coming together. However, we want to take the time each week to focus on one topic, where we have community prayer, one topic, and that way it can draw out so many things, so many things. You know, when you hear other people praying and other people talking and other people, you know, they put things in the chat room and I start reading off these prayer requests, it then begins to stimulate some thought. It then begins to stimulate some feeling. It then begins to stimulate some understanding on that same topic. And now we can go before the Lord together in regard to one thing. 1 Peter 3, verse 8, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Have unity of mind, unified topic that we bring each and every week. And I just got finished giving you a rundown. It's 26 weeks today. 26 weeks that we've been at this, lifting these topics and these issues before the Lord and giving God thanks for the fact that he has delivered and answered and just addressed so many of the different things that we have going on in our lives or someone else in their life. So make sure you give someone this address, either for Facebook, Coach for Christian Life, or either YouTube, a Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. Okay? And let them know that, hey, it's prayer time, and we're praying about compassion. Are you going through something, and you want God to hear what's going on in your life, and someone else has something going on in their life, and you have compassion for them. Or you're saying to God, you know what, God, I got so much going on in my life, I can't even feel anything for anyone else. Then we definitely need to lift that before the Lord. Okay? Don't waste no time. 347-285-7777. Again, you need that number again? 347-285-7777. It's on the ticker tape that's running across the screen. Our girl keeps us, you know, fully armed. Thanks to Anika, who keeps us fully armed. Remember, if you know someone who needs to join us for prayer, but they do not have internet access, we can accommodate. God has a ram in the bush for every occasion. 516-387-1358. Again, that number to listen in. If you can't join us on the internet is 516-387-1358. Make sure you tell somebody. Invite somebody. Come on in the room. Join us tonight. We're praying about compassion. Okay? Compassion. Somebody, you heard somebody going through something and you want to lift it before the Lord, and it's now heavy on your heart. It ain't got nothing to do with you at all. You heard somebody over talking, you know, having a conversation at work. And it's like, you know what? Oh, I got to make sure I take that before the Lord. All right? Okay. Psalm 86:15. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. That's letting people know God is there. His heart is there. He has sent us a son who has a heart for us and what we're going through and what our plights are. So make sure you invite somebody right now to come on. You know what they're going through. They need prayer. Let them know that there's an answer and God has it. Don't waste no time crying over in the corner. Don't waste no time just picking up the phone crying to people. We all can go before the Lord tonight holding hands and holding hearts and lifting up these issues before the Lord. Yes, you can pray all by yourself. There's nothing wrong with praying alone. You know, you're the type that keep your business to yourself. You don't want nobody knowing what's going on with you. Well, let me just give you the odds on increasing prayer partners. The Bible tells us that one can chase 1,000. But if you just join one other person with you, two people will chase 10,000. Just adding one more individual and sharing, not telling your business, but sharing what's going on, that it puts 10,000 to flight. What are those odds if you just add one other person? So imagine when all the prayer partners get together and lift up these issues before the Lord. Imagine imagine what happens. You ain't got no time to be trying to fight this by yourself. Are you kidding me? You know how much energy it takes for you to fight alone? Man, listen, you got a legion of angels that's ready to join you and to be dispatched into your situation. So make sure you pick up that phone, you text somebody, you let them know, yo, the prayer is going down right now. All you got to do is jump on Facebook. All you got to do is jump on YouTube. Everybody got access to YouTube. And even if, for whatever the slim reason is, someone does not have access to the internet, it's okay. 516-387-1358 is the number to call and just listen. Okay, just listen. It's in the chat, so you can write it down really quickly. And make sure you increase the odds of who God is going to dispatch. How many people God is going to dispatch on your behalf? Okay, if I'm looking right now, it says I got 9 other people joining us. So if one chase 1,000, 2 chase 10,000, how many will 9 chase and send to flight? I like those odds. I like what God is willing to do for us. So make sure you send that prayer request to 347-285-7777. I'm going to begin to read the prayer request real soon, so we can definitely get to our prayer time. And make sure you do not miss the opportunity for another person to be blessed by prayer. That's why you want. You're not going to be here by yourself. Who told you that? Pastor Steph didn't say that. No. You got to make sure you get on. So if you're out there and you send me a shout. Put up in the chat, hey, Pastor Steph. I would love to hear from you. So please make sure you join us tonight and you stick around. Okay, just don't drop in and leave. The blessing is pressing your way to prayer. All right? Psalm 103:13, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. I like that. We get ready to read these prayer requests. And you know, most times when I start reading the prayer request, it's, you know, you start getting stimulated. You start hearing some things that just makes you think of what you need to be praying about, what you need to be praying for, okay? All right. I would like to lift myself up in prayer. I pray that God could help balance my compassion. Sometimes I have too much compassion, which causes me too much and bless people that God has decided not to bless. Other times, I don't have enough compassion, which causes me to ignore opportunities to help. Amen. Amen. And yes, you can get in God's way. Yes. You know how many times? You know, we always talk about somebody is in the way of God doing what he needs to do. Well, you can also be in the way. So, yes, having too much compassion may cause you to do some things that God may not really want you to do. That's why we need to be in prayer all the time, asking God, should I do this, God? All of my steps, let me know what I need to do with your money. Let me know what I need to do with your food. Let me know what I need to do with your possessions to just make sure I don't give away too much or I don't give away enough. It happens. Amen. I pray for my older sister, Vernell. I pray that God gives her compassion for others to help her think of others before herself. I pray that God softens her heart so her compassion helps her to see the good in people instead of always assuming the worst. I pray God gives her his vision so she sees how her sessions and actions affect others, and that she would allow his compassion to help her make better choices. Amen. Amen. Do you have an older sister or brother, younger sister or brother that you need to pray for, that you have compassion? Or you know what, you didn't even realize you needed to have compassion for them until tonight? Come on in, 347-285-7777. Okay, the prayer requests are coming in. So please make sure, okay, that you join us. People are sending in prayer requests, okay? So come on. I pray for Van that God would help him have more compassion for the children he brought into this world, and that his compassion for his children would help him make better decisions. Amen. Amen. I pray God helps me to be more compassionate towards people who have hurt me or wronged me in some way. I pray I can be compassionate at work with the more difficult children. I pray his compassion outweighs my anger. Amen. And that his Holy Spirit would move me to do what he needs me to do when he needs me to do it. Yes, we can move too slowly. The same way we can move too quickly and we all in the wrong direction and doing things the way we want to do it because we're too busy moving, we could also move too slowly. Amen. I pray for increased compassion in my marriage as well. I pray that compassion would outweigh petty things. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. Amen. Asking God to continue to show compassion toward those who need it, those who are in jail, being abused, or in negative situations. Praying God helps them to see he is with them always. Amen. Asking God to give me compassion towards my mother Gigi with all the negative things she is doing towards me. Praying God helps her to see the compassion he is giving her through me, and that it will help her change her ways and to help her understand that it is not good for her or those around her. Amen. Amen. Do you need to pray for your mother to have compassion? Or should you have compassion on your mom and you need to lift her in prayer, your dad? 347-285-7777. Okay, please don't miss this opportunity to lift someone in prayer who God has put on your heart or in your mind. Praying God helps to increase my wife and my own compassion towards one another. Praying that we could see the good in one another and that our increased compassion helps grow our marriage stronger. Amen. Amen. Are we praying for marriages tonight? Are we praying for your marriage tonight? Are we praying for your mother's marriage? Are we praying for your sister's marriage? Are we praying for your co-worker's marriage? Come on. Come on in. There's always room for prayer. God is in the business of answering prayer. Okay? And he's in the business of working miracles. So if you think that your issue is too small, or someone else thinks that their issue is too small for God or too big for God, come on. Don't waste some more time. Praying God shows compassion toward Katie and continues to help those in need and send help to end the craziness going on over there. Amen. Praying for my church family. Praying God increases our compassion that we would be able to show it to one another, and that God continues to lead our pastor in compassion so she would continue to be a godly example of what his compassion looks like towards those who don't deserve it as well. And that's us. That's us. We do not deserve God's compassion, but in his infinite wisdom and his grace and mercy, he continues to give it to us. So let's make sure that we have compassion on other people, okay? Thank you so much for those prayer requests. Lifting myself up in prayer, praying that I continue to move according to the heart that God blesses me with, asking the Holy Spirit to continue to help me tap into the strength I have, when I have to show compassion, regardless of how others are treating or making me feel, praying that I remember how much compassion God and Jesus shows me all the time. Amen, amen. Praying that I remember how much compassion God and Jesus shows me all the time. I want to read this other piece. Asking the Holy Spirit to continue to help me tap into the strength I have when I have to show compassion regardless of how others are treating me or making me feel. Amen. 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 Those are some big requests. That means stepping out yourself, stepping outside of what you're feeling, outside of what you're going through, and asking God to just move in you, that he would give you a heart like his. Okay? Thank you so much for that prayer request. Lifting myself up in prayer, asking God to help me not allow my heart to become callous to the suffering of others and to be open-hearted. Amen. Let me read that one again. Come on, who wants to give me a shout-out? Lift up your hand if you, too, have the desire. Lifting up myself in prayer, asking God to help me not allow my heart to become callous to the suffering of others and to be open-hearted. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. You have control. You have control over this thing. You have control over when your heart is hard and your heart is soft. You have control. And today, tonight, is the night that God is reminding you that you have control. So come on in the room. 347-285-7777 is where you're going to text in order to send your prayer request. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for Shamar's grandma, that she understands that God still has her living for a reason and to not allow others to come back to her carrying messages to her. Praying that God doesn't allow her to think about things that happened in the past. Asking if God can allow her to find other things to think about and things to do besides stressing and crying. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying that God deals with my heart right now and prevents me from hardening it. The more I think about tonight's topic, the more I'm reminded of how much God is asking me to show compassion to those who are showing they don't want it. Asking that I remember that this is my duty as a Christian and as someone God trusts. I'm going to read that one again because there might be someone out there that needs to hear this prayer request. And listen to me closely. I don't care if this is your prayer request as well, send it in. Even if you can't say it the same way this person is requesting it, but send it in so that we can read it again, because someone else might hear it and they realize that it's their request. It's their desire. 347-285-7777. I'm going to read this again just to encourage you. Praying that God deals with my heart right now and prevents me from hardening it. The more I think about tonight's topic, the more I'm reminded of how much God is asking me to show compassion to those who are showing that they don't want it. Asking that I remember that this is my Christian duty and as someone God trusts. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying for myself that I don't allow my emotions to judge my actions. Asking for God to not allow me to stray away and that I could trust in what God has for me. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that prayer request. Praying that God continues to use me in showing compassion, not only to those that I know, but to others I barely or don't know that I come across, to not be discouraged when there are times when I cannot do more other than pray on their behalf, and continue giving discernment and providing the help needed, not what's comfortable for me. Amen. Amen. In other words, let's get into action and do something that may stretch you a little bit, that you don't get comfortable and not let God use you to do more than what you've done in the past. Okay? All righty. Come on, let's go. Asking God to help keep me from ever becoming weary in doing good, and remember to keep all on my heart in prayer. Amen. Amen. Praying for all leaders of this nation, that they would develop more compassion for the poor, elderly, and homeless in this nation, to be moved to work more on the people's behalf than on their own selfish desires. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. Amen. Praying for my church family, asking God to increase the strength within our compassion so that we can serve the new congregants He is adding to our family. Amen. Thanking God for the compassion He taught me to have for my sister Shawnee. That compassion has helped our relationship to get so much better. Amen. 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 Praying for my family, that we all show compassion towards one another, especially the ones we haven't seen in a while. Thanking God for the love and compassion He has shown me, and let me be able to show the same to others. Amen. Amen. Make sure you send those requests in 347-285-7777. If you're just joining us, we are praying for compassion. Okay? Okay, more prayer requests. Praying for the lack of compassion towards my mother. Praying for the lack of compassion given between my family. We do it for others, but it's something in between us that we don't have compassion towards each other. Amen. 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 We want to make sure that we show compassion to one another, especially in our family, where ministry starts at home. Okay? Those people at home need you. They need you. Okay? Praying God shows my director at work more compassion towards her brother and sister who were not present during their mother's final days. Allow that compassion to allow them to reconcile as a family, considering each other's life situations. Amen. Amen. Agreeing in faith to the prayer request for dealing with my heart right now, and prevent closing my heart to those who reject it. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying that God opens my heart and be more patient and compassionate to others, even if they don't feel the same way about me. Amen. Amen. Tonight we're praying about compassion. You know, God is looking at a world where people are selfish. People only think about themselves. Everybody's just so self-centered. People are mean, heartless. You know, it's all about them. It's all about their comfortability, the way they like things, the way they want to see things done. And as Christian people, we got to be the trendsetters. As Christian people, we got to be the ones who are showing people exactly what God wants us to do and how He wants us to think about, you know, the different things that are going on, how we need to be trendsetters in regards to how we respond to the insensitivity, to the hatred that people are showing every day, even when you don't even deserve it. So come on. Come on. Put those prayer requests in. 347-285-7777. Let everybody know. Let all your prayer partners know what God has put on your heart and your mind, and you're lifting it before the Lord. I know you're stimulating a thought in someone else's mind. Come on in the room. Okay? Let somebody know that we're praying. We're praying for them. We're praying for other people that we don't know. We're praying for that person we saw, that person who we saw walking the street, who was homeless, who didn't have any food to eat. Come on in the room. We're getting ready to go into prayer, and the prayer request line is still open. So make sure you can feel free to either put it in the chat or put it in a text, 347-285-7777. And when I finish, if there are any more prayer requests, I'll definitely read them. Okay? Heavenly Father God, we come to you and we say thank you. Thank you because you've been such a wonderful, generous, kind, and compassionate God. Thank you, God. Thank you for lifting us up when we were so low, God, that we didn't know what we wanted to do with ourselves. Thank you, God, for being compassionate when we wanted to die, or when we weren't giving you anything, or when we were acting up, you saved us anyway. You invited us into your womb anyway. That your arms were always extended to us anyway. That you gave your son to us anyway. Despite all that's going on, you have looked out for us anyway. You have kept us protected anyway. Even when we put ourselves in harm's way, you watched over us anyway. When we dismissed ourselves from you, when you were calling us and we didn't want no part of you, you took care of us anyway. Your compassion, God, has always reigned. And Lord, as so many requests have said, we're asking for that level of compassion. Compassion where we're just grateful. Because we had no idea that you were paying attention or loving us the way you were. Lord, we have compassion on our parents. That even if they didn't do what they could have done, we're going to trust that they did the best that they could. We're going to trust that they knew exactly what they wanted, but maybe could not execute it. And we're asking you to have compassion on them. When things just didn't turn out the way they hoped it would, when they were really, again, just doing the best that they could, that they were only doing what they had been told or what they had seen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we ask that we have compassion on that boss. On that boss that's driving us crazy. On that boss who's asking us to do way above and beyond what we were hired to do, what we're interested in doing, what we even may be able to do. That we can't fulfill everything that they've requested. But you've allowed us to do as much as we could that at least helped to set the record straight. And that's what they accepted. Thank you for your compassion and understanding. Thank you for being compassionate while we were sinful and didn't care what you thought, didn't care what you saw, didn't care what you knew, didn't care how bad we were, but you did it anyway. You saved us anyway. You blessed our lives anyway. You kept us going until the point where we could say, I need you, God, and you have my life. Thank you for being compassionate enough to be patient. So we ask you, God, to give us that compassion. Help us to see that others are doing the best that they can. Help us to see, God, that we need to be forgiving the way you were forgiving with us, God. Let us be compassionate and move on that level of compassion. That we won't just walk around feeling things, and that's all we did. But that we paid attention to another person's needs. If there was some level of understanding that we just didn't know. That we're always looking for you to be compassionate with us. But yet when the time comes that we need to be compassionate, when we need to feel that compassion for the next door neighbor or the person around the corner or that stranger or that spouse that's been getting on our nerves or that partner or that friend who's not acting right or that parent who could do better, we forget. We're asking you, God, to just touch upon our hearts. Be with us, God, so that we can continue to love on one another the way you would have us to love on one another. Thank you, God. Thank you for being the God that's always there. Thank you for being compassionate and showing your love. Lord, we've lifted so many things before you, so many people before you. And Lord, I love to hear your people just pour out their hearts before you. So again, we're asking you to just turn up the compassion. Hear our cry. Hear what's coming from the very depths of our hearts, God. Hear us as we just carved out this time at 9 o'clock that Anika always makes sure she's on point, that Shantice always makes sure that she's on point. So we have access to one another. That we're not even having compassion on them for maybe they don't feel well. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But let us keep them lifted in prayer. Just in the event that something may not be right with them. Thank you, God. Thank you for making us aware of this stuff. That we're not oblivious. That our hearts have not become desensitized. That if it was at 8:59, that at 9 o'clock when we started hearing, we were introduced to tonight's segment, that you begin to touch our hearts and we started to pay attention to what you said and the scriptures that were read, understanding the compassion and the opportunities that you just keep giving out and giving out and giving out. Thank you for opening up the doors of compassion to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for opening up the doors of compassion that when we get sick, we have health coverage to go to the doctor. Thank you for opening up the doors of compassion, that when we need something to eat, you give us access to the supermarket. Thank you, God, for opening up the level of compassion to us, that when we need love, you send us somebody, a friend, a church member, family, co-worker, and sometimes, God, even a stranger to answer our need, that we're not lonely, that we have learned that you turn on the compassion all the time, that your compassion extended when we were late on the mortgage and we were late on the rent and we didn't end up homeless, that your compassion went to the supervisor and the boss when we were consistently late and we couldn't get together in the morning. We couldn't get it together. That they held on. That they had compassion. And we still have a job. That your compassion went to the boss when we were ornery and disrespectful. And we should have been fired. But their compassion pushed us straight until the point where we got it together because you just kept working on it. And you left us with a job. Thank you, God, for extending your compassion to our spouse when they should have left us, giving us a divorce. But you were right there, touching their heart. Thank you, God, for extending that compassion to our parents when we were disrespectful and should have been put out because we were just unappreciative of what they gave us. We wouldn't mind our manners and obey the rules. Thank you, God, for the compassion that you extend to that individual who's handling that paperwork. That could have just pushed it to the side, but you just put it on their hearts and their mind to pay a little more attention. And we got that yes. When we could have gotten that no. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for rendering the compassion to the bus driver when we didn't have car fare, but they see us every day. Or when we were short, and he said, go ahead. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Your compassion just rains on us each and every moment of the day. Thank you, God, for having compassion when our bodies should have shut down and we would have been dead. Thank you, God, for having that compassion that when the bullets were flying, it just missed us. Thank you, God, for having compassion when that car was supposed to break down and leave us stranded on the highway. Who am I talking to? Who understands that, yes, I received levels of compassion that I didn't deserve? That when God gave me compassion, I just smacked him in the face. I said, no, thank you. And here I am today, having to be reminded of the compassion that God gave to me, that I remember yesterday I didn't give to someone else. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. for having compassion on me when I asked you to forgive me. And you should have said no, because it was the 130th time I had committed that same sin. But your love extended to us that you sent your son. Thank you. We love you, Lord. And we're asking you to touch our hearts. We're asking you to touch our minds. We're asking you to touch our mouths. We're asking you to touch our spirits. We're asking you, God, to touch our eyes. We're asking you, God, to touch our hearing. We're asking you, God, to touch our minds. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, so we can turn it all around and honor you by having compassion on our fellow man. Thank you. Thank you for being the loyal God, the faithful God, the loving God, the kind God you are. Thank you. You didn't have to do it because we didn't deserve it, but you did. Thank you. Thank you for all of the no's that we should have gotten, but you said yes anyhow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, when we're so busy paying attention to how often we're being disrespected and we don't realize how often we disrespect you. Thank you. Thank you for the compassion. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for having compassion and you just get us through some of the toughest times we've had. And it had not been for you, we don't know where we would be. Thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, God, we ask you to answer every one of these prayer requests that have been read. That you would hear our humble cry. That every prayer request that comes subsequent to this moment right here, that you would still hear our cry. That everybody who hears this prayer from this point, whether it's next week, next month, next year, we ask you that you would just bless every hearer. That we would not just be a hearer, but we would be a doer, and that we would appreciate you more and more each and every day. We would appreciate what you do for us more each and every day. That we would show you our appreciation by reaching out and having compassion on someone else. And when we find it hard to have compassion, that we come back to your altar. We lay at your feet until you teach us how to be compassionate. That if we are becoming desensitized to life's issues with other people or with ourselves, that we stop caring about ourselves, that we stop being too hard on ourselves, we pray, God, that you would just wash us and we would be whiter than snow. We thank you, God. We thank you for holding us up when we should have been on the floor, wiped out. Thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Please don't let go. Please don't stop having compassion. Please don't stop listening to us. Please don't turn your face away from us, God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh. We're just really grateful to God because the compassion is just overwhelming. Compassion is just overwhelming. And we're giving God thanks tonight that he did not forget about us, that he did not overlook us, that he did not ignore us, that he didn't treat us the way we treat him. So please make sure that you listen. Listen. Just listen for someone else's plight and take it to the Lord in prayer. Feel free to hear someone else's plight and send them back to this prayer. Always feel free to do so. Always feel free to do so. Every single broadcast is on demand. So, and I'm telling you, by the numbers, people are going back and they're listening. Don't miss that opportunity. We give God thanks for us being here tonight, that we're healthy enough to just even sit through this, lay through it, pay attention and be a part of it. Please do not miss the opportunity to join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. for It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. Okay? You won't be disappointed. God is definitely in the business of setting you straight first thing in the morning for the rest of the day. Okay? So join us on Blog Talk Radio. The information is in the chat. Please do not hesitate to be back with us, God Spares Life, next week Sunday. Tell somebody from tonight. Tell them from right now that It's Due Time with Pastor Steph is on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and on demand, just in case they can't listen. And that the Word Prayer Project, the Women of Recovery and oh my goodness gracious, I just lost my word. Deliverance. We're on every Sunday at 9 o'clock, with the exception of exceptional Sundays. So thank you so much, Shantice, for holding us down on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Anika, for holding us down on StreamYard, that keeps our Facebook live and our YouTube live. And we are blessed by having you two a part of the team. Thank you so much for being my prayer partner tonight. And make sure you don't hesitate to join us. And you're welcome. Thank you. I love you so much. I look forward to seeing you again. And I am going to sign out right now, knowing that God has the utmost compassion, and I'm going to turn up my level of compassion. Make sure you do the same. I love you.